We certainly take some additional steps if we believe or it's confirmed that there's a COVID positive individual at the address. And that includes a number of steps that have been taken by emergency agencies throughout the area. First is we limit the number of people entering the home to treat people to the minimum that are needed. And that is a joint effort between Mercy Ambulance and the fire department to determine how many people are needed inside. But whatever number that is, that's the number we provide. The second thing is that we have provided additional personal protective equipment or PPE to our staff.